11 Houston, Buzz, you still looking for that 90 degree bracket, over?
Yeah, he is looking for it now.
Roger, we'll have a word for you in just a moment.
My monitor shows a pretty good clear picture from this angle. Now we found the 90 degree bracket.
Roger, Neil. It's really a super picture. We've got the ACA, your ACA, the good picture of the throttle, the 90 degree bracket. We see the start, your handles, and now over to the bracket.
That's about the position we'll be putting the camera in after the initial descent down the ladder. And it'll be taking one frame a second for most of the EVA.
Houston copies out. That's a real good view of that camera.
Our monitor is a little bit wavy, so it's hard for us to tell when we've got a steady picture for you.
11, we have no complaints at all. We don't see that waviness on our picture. It's just really great, over.
Okay. Do the edges of the window look like straight lines to you?
That's affirmative.
Okay, they don't in our monitor, and that leads us to make some corrections to the camera, which probably aren't required sometimes.
11, we have no complaints at all. It's a magnificent picture.
We've been receiving television now from the spacecraft for about an hour and 20 minutes. Apollo 11 presently 177,000 miles from Earth.
What was that, Buzz, you're chasing now?
That was me picking up some particles of paint that were floating through the air in front of the camera there.
Roger, Neil, we got it. There's us. Neil's about to check the Velcro map there. Okay, Buzz, we see the card up now.
Okay, for those of you that don't know, this is where we log most of our data for each of the land maneuvers. And we have another card like this. It's the timeline book that we placed down on the table in front of the data display keyboard. And it's on this timeline that we have all our procedures. And we obviously have to hold these in place in zero-G, so we make use of the Velcro patches on the back and on the table. So we can attach these down here. And then we just turn the pages over when we go to new sequences in our timeline of procedures.
Roger.
And we're ready to copy DOI patch.
Watch, we'll have the FIDOs work that one up for you momentarily. Houston, that was a good shot of panel two. Now we got panel three in view with the temp monitor switch. The station and control panel we see now with the mode control switches. Now over to Levin, that's real good camera work.
Probably the most unusual position a cameraman's ever hit, hanging by his toes from a tunnel and taking the picture upside down.
Roger, well, you're doing a super job. We got a good view of the cross pointer there. Had a good view of the tape meter.
Giving you a picture now of the floor of the cabin. I think you can see the one of the two portable life support systems backpacks here in the center, and on each side we have the two helmet visors. I'll remove one of them and show you a little closer view of what this looks like.
Roger.
Inside the helmet visors are the EVA gloves with the blue tips. I'll not take those out now.
Roger, Buzz, that's a great shot now that we're getting of the helmet, the EVA visor, and also the EVA gloves in the background.
Okay, you did say this was going out now, didn't you?
Stand by, I think so. Eleven, you got a pretty big audience. It's live in the U.S. It's going live to Japan, Western Europe, and much of South America. Everybody reports very good color. Appreciate the great show.
Roger, understand. Thank you.
position of your EVA visor assembly. Appreciate it. Well, that's a good view of Mr. Collins down there. We finally see him again.
Hello there, Earthling.
Hello there. Eleven Houston, we noticed when you were scanning over panels two a moment ago, one and two, the two 8-balls were slightly in disagreement. Control said he'd like a ags align there.
Yeah, one of them's ags, one of them's things. Problem is we don't know whether to line ags to pings or pings to ags.
Stand by. Eleven, Chris said he can tell you.
We'll cage them both.
Right.
I call home week, Charlie, to get back in the line again.
But I can imagine.
The traverse from the bottom of the limb to the aft bulkhead of the command module must be about 16, 20 feet. It's not a disorienting one at all, but it's most interesting to contemplate just pushing off from one and bounding on into the other vehicle all the way through the tunnel.
Right, must be some experience. Is Collins going to go in and look around?
We're willing to let him go, but he hasn't come up with the price of the ticket yet.
Right. I'd advise him to keep his hands off the switches.
Yeah, if I can get him to keep your hands off my disky, it'll be a fair swap.
Roger.
That's why I've been eating so much today. I haven't had anything to do. He won't let me touch it anymore.
Roger.
It appears now that we have a view of Earth out the window.
Yeah,
11, Houston, if that's not the Earth, we're in trouble.
That's the Earth, and we have a very good view of it today. There are a few more cloud bands on than yesterday when we beamed down to you, but it's a beautiful sight.
And that description from Neil Armstrong.
We have some horizontal banding in our TV monitor. Are we transmitting that to you, or do you have a clear picture?
Neil, we have a very clear picture. The only thing that we see is a little white dot in the bottom of our screen, which is our TV guys say is an apparently a burned out spot in the camera, but it should come back. Over.
Roger. We have that in our monitor also.
Houston, we do have three lines across our TV. I thought it was just a transmission problem, but everybody's telling me now that it probably is on the downlink. Over.
Now, those are the same three ones that we have.
Okay.
How far out are we now, Charlie?
Stand by, I'll give you an exact figure.
You can notice the difference between yesterday and today. This is as large an image as we can give you.
Roger, it's distinctly smaller. You're now 177,000 miles out, over.
Anything? That's nautical miles.
That's affirmative. 11,
not
we...
Furlong.
Go ahead, over. Levin, Houston, we see the... still see the banding along the intertropical convergence. I guess the most predominant one is around the... up in the... around the equator, or slightly north of the equator.
Yeah, that's the way it looks, Charlie. Same as yesterday.
Right.
Keep the Pacific Ocean nice and clear and calm on flash day. That's all we have. Charlie, I'd like to say hello to all my fellow scouts and scatters at Farragut State Park in Idaho. They're having the National Jamboree there this week, and Apollo 11 like to send them best wishes.
Thank you, Apollo 11. I'm sure that if they didn't hear that, they will get the word through the news. Certainly appreciate that. Houston, we have you, your sub-spacecraft point is just off the western coast of South America, directly south of about Mexico City, over.
That looks like what we observe from here.
Roger.
We're going to turn our TV monitor off now for a short bit while we have some other work to do. Apollo 11 signing off.
Roger, 11. Thank you very much. That was one of the greatest shows we've ever seen. We sure appreciate it. Over.
This is Apollo Control. That television transmission lasted about 1 hour 36 minutes, according to our first rough calculation. During that period of time, the spacecraft traveled something over 2,000 nautical miles.